Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, HSP Shir number 27. We're talking about empaths in relation to love and sex and close relationships. And it's very important if an empath is, or a highly sensitive person is, in a marriage relationship, in an intimate relationship, they still need to value their own regular alone time to decompress and to meditate or to think. And it's not just a luxury for them. It's a matter of self-preservation. They need to balance alone time with people time. The alone time together with being with their husbands or with their wives. And the husbands or wives of empaths or HSPs need to recognize that. That when they're withdrawing like that, it's not a matter of a lack of love. It's a matter of simply maintaining their equilibrium and their health. The habit of getting into many of these mini breaks during the day, that they tell their husbands and wives they need that process time alone to regroup their thoughts. This is true by a lot of introverts overall, but especially for introverted empaths and introverted HSPs. And you give yourself time and space. And there's an important concept of recognizing that they need time alone. They have very often this hermit side of themselves. It doesn't mean that they don't want to connect. It doesn't mean they don't love. The reverse is true. They love intensely. But they need to sometimes balance themselves when they get overwhelmed and overstimulated. So that's number one. Another thing is also when they're in this relationship, especially the introverted ones, to discuss with their husbands or wives how much time they want to spend socializing. Now, if their husband is also a quiet person, it could be easier, just they can't be avoidant and they need to communicate, they need to socialize. When they're two introverts, it's very important that they learn how to socialize. When one is an extrovert, and let's say the empath is not, there's also a need to socialize, both for themselves and for their husbands or wives that are extroverted. But they have to be honest with each other, you know, in the non-Jewish world, you know, and they could either be at home and watch a Netflix something or to go out to a party or something, one of the two. And the empath says, I'd rather be alone than doing that. And the other one says the reverse. They have to work out a difference between the two. In our circles, similar idea of being alone at home and just having a quiet alone time together with each other in a quiet way, or take walks alone, or to go to a social event, or to meet other people. And very often empaths, it's a misconception. They truly love people, but they don't want to lose their alone time either. That losing their alone time is not a selfish thing. If they don't have it, it's like not being able to breathe. But if they have too much free time, too much alone time, they will start feeling dissociated. They'll start feeling disconnected. So that too is a very, very important balance that you need to work with one another. Another thing also that's very important is to give each other physical space. Sometimes they are in, let's say, in the house together, they're in the same rooms doing the same things, that's beautiful. It is still very, very important at times to really have some separateness, even within the house, doing their own thing in a different place. You have certain times where, for as an example, if you have an empath, and they could afford something like this. So let's say they go way on vacation. Sometimes you go to a vacation, you have one hotel room, you know, one room hotel room. And there are times where you could, if you could afford it, to get some type of suite where there are two rooms. Or, you know, one of these like sort of small houses where you rent out for a reasonable price where you get separate rooms. And the idea being is that they have this together time, even when they're on vacation, they're meant to spend time together. When they're together, they spend a lot of time together. And of course, in the bedroom, they share, they're in the same bedroom, and they share, they're together a lot. But then there are times where they need to do their separate things. He learns his share, for example, or does his work or whatever he does, and she's doing her other thing. And they do their own separate tasks, separate things they enjoy doing, and that's a beautiful balance. It doesn't necessarily mean they always need to be together this all the time, are the same, you know, constantly 24/7. So that is an idea also. This need for an empath or an HSP to have physical space does not, it's often misunderstood as wanting to detach and not be interested or not caring about their husbands and wives. In reality, it's just simply, I need my quiet time. And then they come back, it recharges their energies, and then they could be together. This is also what we talked about, this idea when one is not in the nida period. And some couples tend to either put their beds together at that time, or they have one bed that's larger and they sleep in the same bed. And some couples, they don't. It's not a matter of right or wrong. And it doesn't matter, it's not like if someone doesn't do that and they sleep in separate beds, generally speaking, that their marriage is any less strong than the ones that do. Yes, one has nothing to do with the other. It really has to do with the capacity of their own personalities and what they feel comfortable with. There's some empaths, as an example, HSPs, that feel very, very lonely when they're alone, sleeping alone in their bed, and they need their husbands or wives with them in the same bed. That's what they need. Now, if there's a difference between a husband and a wife in this area, where one prefers to sleep alone and the other one prefers to sleep together, again, in the Torah period, compromises could be made. 4 nights a week like this, 3 nights a week like that, or whatever it is that they work out between the two of them. Whatever arrangements that they make when they sleep in the same beds and they don't. Some like the cuddling, some don't. Empaths sometimes like it, sometimes they don't. They need their space, too much of it overwhelms them. So everyone has a different approach to that. Empaths generally are light sleepers. And the other person turning or this and that in the bed will disturb their sleep even further. And for that, they may need to be in separate beds. So every empath is different. Every HSP is different. Every husband and wife overall is different. So it's very, very important to just work out compromises and work out with each other this part of life, this intimate part of life as well, of this working on when they do sleep together in the same bed, when they don't, in a way that works for the both of them. And another thing that empaths need to learn is when they tend to have a lot of emotional issues going on simultaneously in them, and it's overwhelming for them, and it's overwhelming for their husbands and wives. And they want to communicate it, and it's very important to communicate it. But the best way of communicating it is by sharing it by one issue at a time, without repetition, unless you need clarification. Otherwise, there'll be an overload of information and it'll get quite confusing. You take one thing at a time. This is good advice, by the way, for any type of marriage couple, for any type of marriage, to learn how to not just throw everything in with the kitchen sink with all the things that are bothering each one of them, but rather take one subject at a time in a calm way, and that is very, very important. Another big yesod, another big foundation when an empath is married, a highly sensitive person, and it really applies to every single marriage as well to a great degree, is not to take things personally, even when they are personal. That is the interesting part. It's very interesting the way she puts it here. Don't take things personal, even when they are personal. It is a big yesod overall. And to be less reactive to the comments and center on what the root of it is. Recognize that if you're taking very often, especially if you're highly sensitive, if you're taking things personally, it runs very, very deep in you. And we have to learn how to not let it run so deep. There was a problem here, okay. You were hurt, okay. You work on it, but you don't have to make it that it's a major trauma for you. Very often, people have real, real traumas, and that affects people in the way they react. But there are times where, because a highly sensitive person, automatically words run so deep, and what they hear said to them runs so deep that they can't help but taking it personally. And that's part of the border, part of the healthy balance that HSPs need to work on and need to develop, is to not allow it to hurt them, to not allow even personal things that were said to person, you know, not to take it personally to that degree, but to learn from it and to grow from it. The next thing is the famous sandwich technique, which is to make the requests and not demands. And you sandwich it between two positive statements. So for example, I love you so much and appreciate your support. And then you ask, I need your help with something. I need time alone for a half hour. Could you please give it to me? And it would help me. And then you say right afterwards, if you do this, it'll help me so much better that when I come back with you, I'll be more present with you later. And then you hug them and thank them for caring for you this way. So this is a helpful technique when you're raising up a difficult issue. This is, again, advice in overall marriage as well, not just for HSPs. Then you should have a no-yelling rule. This really applies to everybody, too. We're mentioning here with empaths is because very often empaths in particular, highly sensitive people in particular, are very overwhelmed by yelling. They're very overwhelmed by loud noises. And our husbands or wives need to accept this about us and to be strict with that rule. I cannot stand you arguing around me. And your anger, in the way you feel, your anger feels like it's hitting me, literally. And I feel drained for days when you act out in anger. Now, that doesn't mean that you hide difficult topics. It doesn't mean you don't communicate with each other on difficult things. But you could tell your husband and wife to learn how to regulate it, because the intense emotion of anger and upsetness affects an empath very, very deeply. Now, the empaths themselves need to learn how to create healthy borders and boundaries to not allow it to affect them that much. But their partner, the husbands and wives, need to be respectful and understanding of them. Another thing also that's very important that empaths may fall into, they grow tired when they try to fix others' problems, and they try to please others at the expense of their own needs. So in that sense, an empath needs to practice loving detachment and set boundaries. They need to set boundaries, and that's very important. It stops you from absorbing the stress of that other person. It's an essential survival guide for empaths in relationship. It shows respect for your ability to handle your own problems, respect for that your husband or wife can handle their own problems and they're not interfering. You care and you are one, but you don't merge to the point where it becomes a very difficult thing. Another eitzah is to modulate sounds around you. Empaths are usually quiet people, and their loved ones, their husbands and wives, need to accept this about them and to be sensitive about the kinds of sounds they bring into the house. Sometimes you need peace and quiet, can't tolerate the loud noises. Sometimes putting on earphones and earplugs and headsets are a solution. And all these things, glaring lights and other types of things, fluorescent lights, other things like that. Empaths in general, by the way, they have a strong relationship with a calming effect of water, taking long baths, taking long showers. If they're able to get to a pool, it's something that's very, very healing. The water of being immersed in water. It's healing in general for everybody, but especially for empaths. And a lot of them also tend to be overly serious. But there's a playful side to empaths, and it's very important to have that playful side play out. And they could thrive in that healthy space. Bracha and Hatzlacha.